Hello and welcome, listeners, to GHL Extra.
Not how this starts.
Ah, who cares? I'm Jason Inman.
You dragged me on our earlier episode when I didn't do the introduction right.
Well, yeah. It's like you forgot how to open the show. But who are you, by the way?
Who are you?
I introduced myself. I said I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
I don't know if you're a ghost or something. Are you a ghost?
I'm hungry, but you already
knew
that.
Are we in Hong Kong?
Because
no ghosts in Hong Kong. We've learned this.
You're beautiful, sexy Pete. I was going to say something about China, but I think I won't. Who support us here on Patreon? Welcome.
I don't know if anybody in China listens to our podcast, to be honest with you.
I can't. Can you?
You want me to find out? If you want to take the first question, I actually probably could figure this out if I go look at our stats.
If you are in China and you listen,
I would love to.
Please say hello. I'm not being shitty about it. I genuinely don't know what the restrictions are because I don't think you can have Twitter in China.
I don't know, honestly. You know what? I'm going to tell you. This won't be definitive.
No, of course.
But this will give us a hint. Through our stats, I can see different countries.
Yeah.
I'm going to find out. Ashley, why don't you, we asked a bunch of our patrons questions on Patreon about the Haunted Mansion. Why don't you take the first question and I will do some research and I'll see if we have a listener in China.
Okay. So Ramon.
Great listener.
Enemy
not in China.
Of Doctor Strange.
He's not in China.
He's not.
Nope.
He's in Mexico. Has two part question. So Haunted Mansion. What is your favorite based on a ride movie? There's only one good one.
Pirates of the Caribbean. It's funny. We talked about this before and I was having a hard time coming up with other movies. And then I remember Tomorrowland and they're all Disney.
Yeah.
And they're all bad.
Yeah.
They're all bad.
Yeah.
Except for Pirates of the Caribbean. And I only give you the first Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
I like parts of the second one.
But it doesn't end.
No. And the second one, the third one is not good either.
Yeah.
So you only get one good movie in that. So that's a hard question to answer, Ramon.
And then also ask which Disney or not ride would inspire you to adapt a script out of it. Again, I have such a good pitch for a rated R.
Haunted Mansion,
but it involves killing a child in the first act.
Oh, you have told me this before.
Yeah.
You have told me this before.
I want to write it so bad. I'll probably just knock off
the names.
Not make them Haunted Mansion ghosts, but I think it would be really good. And I think you could make it genuinely scary, but also heartfelt.
Sure.
But I think that's the balance. Jason, are there any rides that you think you could write a good script for?
No. And that's why my answer is no, because I kind of said this earlier. I do not think, hey, write a story about this ride is a way to create a good story.
Well, let me devil's advocate you. How is that any different from the Barbie movie?
Well, I haven't
Barbie
seen,
has a mythology.
At this point in this recording, I haven't.
Or how's it different from like the Battleship movie or like a Hot Wheels movie?
So far, you've not named a good movie as far as
I'm not
as far
saying
as Barbie.
Good.
It's not different.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the difference. Ready? The difference is that toys do have a mythology.
Yeah.
Right.
Barbie has an extensive mythology.
Barbie has a mythology. It's more akin to video games. Because the experience of a ride is an experience that is singular.
It's first person.
To that medium.
Yeah.
Same,
and to that person, right? At a given time.
As video games. And that story means something different for every person that plays that game or rides that thing. It is a hard bar to create a story that is also as universal that will not piss off half the people that have that think they know that ride, even though they only know the personal version of their ride. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, Diego Anthony Nunez, our research assistant, has a great.
I'm still trying to find our sources, so please forgive
me. Sort of follow up question where it says, "Do you
kind of hard to do this on mobile?
Do you think with better development of the world, like Pirates of the Caribbean, Haunted Mansion, could the concept work better as a movie?" So I'm going to twist this a little bit. So the California Haunted Mansion doesn't have a through line, but like Phantom Manor in Paris has a through line because it's a story of a family and their sort of fall from grace. So do you think if you took maybe the idea of like Ravenswood and his daughter Melanie and him being the ghost who drives her to kill her husband, do you think that could be easier adapted to a movie than just these sort of disparate rooms where you're watching illusions happen? Because it's a clear world and
yes,
a clearer concept?
Yes, but mostly no.
Mm-hmm.
The real problem, what was the basis of Diego's question again? Could you remind me for me?
Do you think with better development of the world, could the concept of the Haunted Mansion work as a movie?
So Diego, the answer is no. Because the real answer is the only way you're going to make a story based on this ride is you're going to have to do what Pirates of the Caribbean did. You're basically just going to have to take
a haunted house story.
Bingo. And just slap Haunted Mansion on top of it. Now, you could do kind of like what Arrow did. The thing that I loved what Arrow did in the early season, especially its first season, is if you go through Arrow season one, he would just fight gangsters, right?
But right, it was basically Batman.
But all of their names were DC comic names.
They were
nothing like the characters in the comic books.
Yeah.
But if you were...
Or even Felicity Smoke, for God's sake.
Bingo. But if you were enough of a fan, you recognized it, that's what you have to do with a Haunted Mansion. So you basically have to create a Haunted Mansion story that literally has nothing to do with the ride, that resonates, that could incorporate some of those rooms.
Yeah.
And then maybe you could pepper in those names. But I do not think you can start from the source material. I think
you have to backward engineer it.
Yeah. I think it is such a box that you can't get out of. Because just like video games that people are going to
be. Well, that's what my pitch is basically.
Yeah.
It's like a self-contained story that you could bring cameos into, or you could slap the names on different characters.
I think you just enter into this minefield where you're one of two things are going to happen. You're either going to be so literal to the ride that there's going to be no story.
Yeah.
Or you're going to be so far apart and that experience is so personal to listeners that listeners are going to be like, that's not my Haunted Mansion.
Well, or it's a fetch quest where you just go to the different rooms. Yeah.
And which is not a story. By the way, okay, I finally got our listener countries up. We have no listeners in China. As far as my list can tell, no listeners in China. Fun fact, our top five countries are United States.
Woo!
United Kingdom.
Woo!
Canada.
Woo!
Germany.
Woo!
Australia.
Wow. Deutschland.
We have some Israelites in here. We have some Japanese.
We have actually a decent amount of supporters in Israel because they back all of our Kickstarters.
We have some Japanese listeners in here. We have some South African listeners in here. Uganda makes an appearance. Hello, Uganda.
Oh, wow. Hi, Uganda. You got a guest room?
Poland, Mexico. Yeah. But,
Poland?
But no Germany. Or excuse me, no China.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I love each and every one of you. You're beautiful, sexy people. Okay. We have two questions from Adam Grunther.
Cool. I like Adam
Grunther. Who says, Jason, this is a character for you. This is a question for you. Oh, I'm going to modify it.
Is it a character for me?
It's which character from the Haunted Mansion ride would you say is your favorite?
Oh boy.
I'm going to challenge you. Can you name a character from the Haunted Mansion ride?
Madam, what's her name? No.
Is there any...
even though you just told me that I cannot name them.
Let me twist this a bit. Is there any like moment or like visual that stands out in your mind about going through the Haunted Mansion?
I mean, it's probably the lady that you like with the crystal ball.
Madame Leota.
Yeah, because even...
She's the coolest.
But I also will say that because I've been seeing a lot of posters for the Haunted Mansion, and that crystal ball is like in all the posters.
I think she's the most iconic character.
Jamie Lee Curtis in the movie. It seems like Jamie Lee Curtis might be that character.
Good for Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah, she's a legend.
She's having a hell of a
year. She's a legend.
Yeah. Academy Award winner.
She's Mama of the Bear.
Jamie Lee Curtis. Spoilers.
If you know what that means.
Adam also asks, what is the main aspect of the Haunted Mansion that you feel makes it so popular compared to other more thrilling rides at Disneyland? We kind of talked about this.
I think you have to answer this, Ashley. You are a fan of this. So like, yeah, to you, what is it?
I'm also going to be rude and say I don't think there's no thrilling rides at Disneyland. And I think that's why I like the rides at Disneyland. That's it. Roller coaster is my speed.
See, I like roller coasters, and that's why I think most of the rides at Disneyland.
Did you hear about the roller coaster like 3 weeks ago? People got stuck upside down for 14 hours.
Wasn't that overseas somewhere?
I thought that was here.
No, I don't think it
anyway,
was here.
Not great, Bob.
I thought that was like overseas. I'm gonna look it up.
Again, I think it's the spooky ookie of it
but
all.
Yes, I did hear that.
Is what appeals to people about
there
the Haunted Mansion.
There is a punk rock aspect to horror that people really fantasize over.
Yeah. And I think the Haunted Mansion sticks to that. But I also think because it does have recognizable characters
Wisconsin,
and scenes.
Sorry, my bad. It was Wisconsin. That mechanical failure. They were stuck upside down for 4 hours. Whoa, boy. Talk about a headache.
Yeah, I was thinking about how all the blood would rush. So I was like, Ashley's right. You don't want to be upside down.
Maybe you do.
No. Tom Trainer asks,
Tom.
What do you think it is about a gothic mansion setting that works so well for horror stories compared to other locations?
Because it's sexy.
But why?
Because of the architecture.
I'll tell you exactly why it's a Gothic mansion. It's because that was the era when horror was invented by 19-year-old Mary Shelley. People lived in big, scary houses that were drafty and ill-lit and caught on fire all the time. And that's the reason why that has become the backdrop. And that's why, again, it's the vibe. It's the feeling. It's the feeling of being small. Like a mansion or a manor, that's a big house. It's a big space to be alone in when you're scared.
Can I give you my low-key theory about why I think horror actually exists?
Because we're monsters?
No, it's because it is our modern technology carving out spaces in the natural world. And it is that eternal fight. It is the idea that there is only a wall or a candle between you
and death
and the dark
or whatever
the
monster
eternal dark. It is you have a wall and a candle and that's all you got.
That's fascinating to me. Jason's not as much of a horror person as I am. And I'm not like a huge, huge horror person, but...
Because that also fits into the time period, because this is the time period where technology is starting to ratchet
this
up.
This is like the Industrial Revolution is kicking into high gear. Yep. Yeah, it's your animal brain versus your logical brain.
People are starting to put tech in houses, which we had never... I mean, when you think about
electricity,
you think about like electricity...
It's a great scene about houses, that in 1923 where he turns the light on.
Yeah, like we haven't lived in houses with electricity for most of our human existence.
Yeah.
Like, for more of our human existence, we basically lived in tents or on the ground.
You and I both had relatives who did not have electricity.
Yeah, my grandparents didn't have electricity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also think that's an interesting observation just coming from you personally, because even though you and I have watched horror movies together,
yeah,
you had such a visceral reaction to a pretty modern horror movie.
Which was that?
We haven't seen the movie, but we saw the trailer. And it's for Insidious Red Door.
Oh, yeah.
And Patrick Wilson is in the MRI machine.
And the monster crawls
inside. The
person inside.
Dressed like Scary. The red demon.
Scary.
Yeah. And like, it's the strongest I've ever seen you react to a horror thing. And I know it's because you're a little bit claustrophobic.
Don't give away my secrets.
But I just think that's fat. So I was just sort of thinking about how you were describing it. I was thinking about like how that specific scene sort of slots into your theory.
Yeah.
Terrence Wan has a question.
Oh, I love Terrence.
And
hi.
He says,
hi, Terrence. Terrence. How you doing?
Love you in the Discord. If you were given full authority to write and direct a TV show based on a theme park ride, which would you choose and why?
Oh, this is rough. I mean, my memory of theme parks is really hard. And also it sucks because I think you don't have any choices outside of Disney.
I'm going to say the Scooby-Doo Ghoster Coaster from Paramount Canada's Wonderland, because I would love to write a Scooby-Doo show. It's the only all wooden roller coaster, or at least the last time
I
went
there. Can I give
you
a dark horse answer?
Sure.
Tomorrowland.
I think you could write the fuck out of a Tomorrowland.
Because I will say that.
And that movie had a good idea in it.
That movie works for the first hour.
You and Brian Lopez, man, holding it down for Tomorrowland.
And then the minute they go to Tomorrowland, it falls apart. Tomorrowland, I will say this, had
the
one.
The lead is really bad, too. That, like, yep. Blondie girl's really
Tomorrowland
bad.
Tomorrowland has one of the best teaser trailers I have ever seen.
Yeah, you were hyped when we went
when
to see
it. When she's touching that little...
The button, the challenge coin. Yeah.
One of the best trailers I've ever seen. I'm going to say Tomorrowland. Give me Tomorrowland. I can do it. Disney doesn't give to give me any notes, though.
Well, yeah.
Because
they would note it to death. Like, yes. Again, like Haunted Mansion. I could give you a Haunted Mansion TV show in like 20 seconds, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
But I might make it someday, so I'm not going to tell you what it is. But
yeah.
There you go.
Did we go through all the questions?
Those are all of our questions.
Oh, okay, cool.
Because the rest of the questions are just War Machine questions.
Which we've already answered.
There's actually a good one that we missed down at the bottom.
Put it in there.
Sent inside. What do you think the MCU has done with War Machine that has fleshed out his character more than the comics did? Or has the MCU only diminished his character since it feels like they're wasting his potential? That's from Alec 30. Or Alex K 30, I apologize.
They have diminished him a bit. He started out really strong.
Yeah.
Because think about it. He's a co-lead of 1, 2, and 3.
Well, they benched him a bit as Tony's grumpy sidekick.
They also benched him a bit as like, oh, he's another Avenger.
Yeah.
He works for the military.
Yeah. They kind of pull him out every time they need an internal conflict within the Avengers, like to be the voice of reason in that way.
We talked about this a little bit too. It's kind of racial. They kind of pull him out every time they need a black man.
Oh yeah. I mean the treatment of Rhodey in all mediums definitely suffers from racism.
It started out really great because, again, I do think Iron Man 1, even Terrence Howard, does a really good job of showing you why those two are friends.
Yeah.
And then it becomes less and less and less as it goes along. Mm-hmm. And he sort of is relegated to a sidekick role. That's why I'm so pissed that he doesn't have a movie. He's fucking Iron Man.
Yeah.
Like, when you don't have Tony Stark, he's fucking Iron Man.
He's also way more capable than Tony Stark.
Yes!
Tony is like, sure, probably has a higher IQ, but like, Rhodey is a more proficient human being.
That's why it blows me away that they, kind of like what they're doing with Sam, like, we're getting Captain America 4, but we're getting with Sam. Why aren't we getting Iron Man 4, but with Rhodey?
Yeah.
Even if you called it Iron Man:
War Machine,
I would be fine with it.
Yeah.
Like, he, like give him that franchise.
Yeah.
And also, it would allow you to do Iron Man movies where you could do flashbacks to Tony Stark, you idiots.
He's also one of the only opportunities where you've had to correct your casting choice and you made an even better decision.
Don Frank Cheadle Jr., Kansas City Fair Son, yeah.
There are a lot of other Avengers I would love to see recast with more capable actors. So don't waste what you did there.
Yeah. Sorry. So there you go.
Give the man a movie. He deserves it.
Hey, you got a little bit of War Machine at the end of Haunted
There you
Mansion
go. You there. Thought there was going to be no comics. Okay, great. The end. Thanks for coming.
Yeah. Can you give a tease of your Haunted Mansion? You don't give it all away, but like, let me ask you this. What is the inciting incident that makes your Haunted Mansion? Or does that give too much away? Or
like, a little girl gets murdered.
So that's why Disney won't do it.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so it's sort of a murder mystery?
Yeah,
with ghosts?
It's about two young girls.
Okay, don't tell anymore. Yeah. Don't tell anymore. All right. Nice. All right, I like that.
Thank you.
I actually have heard this full pitch, and I wanted to give her a tease. It actually is a really great pitch.
It's the same as all of my
pitches.
You
really should. I honestly I've said this to you a couple of times. You really should write it. Just don't call it Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, I know, but that's like half the fun.
Screw it. No, it isn't. The story is the fun, not if it's tied to Disney.
Yeah, you're right.
I just wrote a whole Superman story.
I know. A good one, too.
That I pitched to DC for years, and they told me no. So I said, screw you. I'm just going to write it.
Yeah.
You don't need their names. You just need the story.
You're right.
There you go. So, yeah. All right.
I like that soapbox.
Thank you for your support, and thank you for helping me bully Ashley into writing the story.
Yeah, sure. Maybe if you all keep bullying me, maybe I'll share it in the Patreon.
No,
Who knows? Don't bully
Ashley. It's not a good look.
That's true.
It's not a good look.
Especially if you're a man. Don't do it.
Ashley, thank you so much for doing this lesson. Thank you so much for showing up here.
Thanks for being a part of it.
Thank you for your support of the Patreon.
You're welcome.
You know, good times.
Yeah.
Just you. Nobody else.
Yeah, just me.
Yeah.
I'm propping up give me a back brace and an aspirin for propping up this Patreon.
It's a little disappointing we don't have a listener in China, though. How do we get one?
Maybe.
Do we send letters?
Maybe you can't. Maybe there's just no iTunes in China. Maybe people listen on different.
Oh.
Or maybe there's no Apple Podcasts. I don't know.
I am just looking. It's not just
all
iTunes.
All we're doing really is illustrating our own ignorance.
I mean, maybe there
as
is.
As North Americans here. If someone knows the answer. I would love to leave us a comment, send us a message.
I will say that we could have a listener in China because at the bottom of the list, once you get it down,
there were like those one and two listener countries.
It just says other countries.
Yeah.
So we could have a person in there.
Yeah. But obviously we don't have a huge.
I can only see like the top 20.
Also, if no one's listening to us in China, how do we tap that market?
Do we send letters?
Do we like get Jackie Chan on the pod? Like what's the move here?
Jackie Chan? I would die if we got Jackie Chan. If we get Jackie Chan on the podcast is over because we can't top it.
No, absolutely not.
We're done.
Yeah.
We will do a 3-part episode.
It's just us being, we are not worthy.
We're going to do Rumble in the Bronx. Episode 2, Rumble in the Bronx. And then episode 3
Super
is.
Super Cop 2 with Michelle Yao.
Episode 3 is. The entire history of the Jackie Chan animated series, the Jackie Chan Adventures.
Jackie Chan Adventures is a high key, a great show, though. I loved that
and
show.
And then we end. The podcast never gets better.
If you're Jackie Chan and you would like to be on the podcast, send us an email because you listen to
Also, if you're Jackie Chan and you're secretly one of our patrons, wow.
I love you.
Hello. Can you tell we love Jackie Chan? Who would have thought Haunted Mansion would have gotten these turns?
I unironically love Jackie Chan.
All right. And we should end this podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Ashley, thank you for the great lesson.
You're welcome.
Thank you for support. Excuse me. Sorry for coughing. I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Carrera. Bye.